Evening, this is Agashwani Gohima. I am Jonas Yandan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan calls upon graduates to be patriots and contribute towards Viksit Bharat. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temujin Imnalong, flags off two ambulances for PHC Mangalemba. National Testing Agency uploads center-wise results for medical entrance exam NEET UG. And Nagaland Matrikal singers representing India wins two gold medals at World Choir Games 2024 in New Zealand. Now the news in detail. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan today called on the graduates to be patriots for nationalism and contribute towards Viksit Bharat to ensure that India become a developed nation true to its vision. He said this while addressing the first graduation day of Oriental College, Kohima, OCK, at the college campus. While congratulating the graduates for their hard work, perseverance and determination they have achieved, he exhorted the students that their integrity, honesty and empathy will define them in their personal and professional endeavours. He advised the students that their education is a tool not just for personal success but for the betterment of the society. Ganesan underscored the importance of upholding values with integrity and honesty, stating that they are the cornerstones of trust and respect in any relationship or organization, which he said are not moral importance alone. The governor also lauded a role played by OCK, which was established since 1996, adding that the college has been a center of academic excellence and cultural enrichment. On the occasion, the college honoured the best graduate, which was presented to Minotole James Yome, while Denide's subject dopper from Nagaland University, Nisakono Tami, was also honoured. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temujin Imnalong, flagged off two ambulances for Primary Health Centre, PHC, Mangalemba Subdivision yesterday at the Directorate of Tribal Affairs. Speaking during the program, Along said the procuring of the two ambulances for Jampukong Range PHC and Rangkong Range under Mangalemba Subdivision was an achievement and a blessing. Along called upon the officers and the leaders of the range to be responsible to educate the people on good governance. The minister hoped that the two ranges, which constitutes over 35 villages, the neighbouring villages and petty workers in the area, are benefited from the life support ambulances. Along said, with a benchmark of more than 100 plus PHCs in Nagaland, the state should try to achieve excellence in health care as people spend lots of money for their health care in other districts. The minister further mentioned that these life support ambulances, which were available only in Kohima and Dimapur, are now being made available in rural and village areas, and called it an achievement for the Health and Family Welfare Department. The ambulances are funded by Ministry of Tribal Affairs and implemented by Tribal Affairs Department. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has uploaded the city-wise and centre-wise results for medical entrance exam, NEET UG. The NTA has published the results following the direction of the Supreme Court. Earlier, the Apex Court had directed NTA to publish the results city-wise and city-centre-wise on its website, masking the identity of the candidates by 12 noon today. The results have now been made available on neet.ntaonline.in. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now resume on Monday morning. Earlier in the NEET UG case, the Apex Court bench had underscored the fact that the sanctity of the exam was compromised beyond question. It, however, maintained that the decision to cancel the exam in its entirety would be an extreme last resort, as it would affect the lives of over 23 lakh students. The Nagaland Matrikal singers representing India has won two gold medals at the World Choir Games 2024 in New Zealand. World Choir Games, the largest choral competition, was held at Auckland in New Zealand from July 10 to 20, where over 11,000 singers from 42 countries participated at the event. led by Hito Kihowam, the Nagaland Madrigal singers competed in two prestigious categories, namely contemporary music, mixed voices, and mixed chamber choir. They won gold medals in both categories. The Nagaland Madrigal singers was founded by Hito Kihowam on September 2023. Chief Minister Nipirio congratulated the team on winning two gold medals for India. Rio, taking to social media post, said they have fulfilled our wish of bringing laurels to the country and have made the state proud. The Chief Minister further wished the team to continue to excel in all their future endeavours. Elated by the win, advisor to Chief Minister Apu Mehta congratulated the Nagaland Madrigal singers for making India shine and Nagaland proud and added that all are so overjoyed.
अब डिजिटल साक्ष्य भी होंगे पारंपरिक साक्ष्य। भारतीय साक्ष्य अधिनियम मतलब नया कानून 1 जुलाई से लागू। आजाद भारत के अपने कानून।
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephone conversation with its New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon. During the talk, both leaders reiterated their firm commitment to take bilateral cooperation to new heights in the years to come, highlighting the momentum generated by recent high-level contacts between the two sides. They agreed to advance the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation in various areas. This includes trade and economic cooperation, animal husbandry, pharmaceuticals, education and space, among others. Prime Minister Modi thanked Luxon for looking after the interests of the Indian diaspora in New Zealand. Luxon also assured of continued efforts towards their security and well-being. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio today called on Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi. Rio congratulated Singh on his assignment as the Union Defence Minister of India again. He wished him another successful tenure. Rio said he is looking forward to continue working together for the welfare of the state and the nation. An awareness campaign on career prospects in SBI was held at Yingli College, Longling, on the occasion of Bank Nationalisation Day yesterday. It was organised by the State Bank of India Regional Business Office, Mukukchung, in collaboration with the Career Guidance and Counselling Cell, Yingli College. During the campaign, the resource persons gave an insightful explanation on the opportunities and scope in the banking sector. Assistant Manager SBI Mukukchung Villesoto Neka deliberated on the intricacies and strategies required for clearing SBI-related exams. The resource persons further emphasized the need for local people to get into banking sector. As part of intensive Swachhata Drive, Safai Apnao Bimari Bhagao campaign on a mass cleanliness drive was successfully conducted at Denning and Bungo Town today. In Denning, activities included cleaning of public spaces, roads and collection of disposal and waste in all the 9 wards of Denning Town. Heads of offices, educational institutions, ward authorities, GPs and members of traders' unions actively participated in the cleanliness drive. Meanwhile in Pungro, participants engaged in cleaning public spaces and promoting health awareness. The organizers further encouraged the ongoing community participation in reflecting the residents' commitment to their town's welfare. And Union Government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan calls upon graduates to be patriots and contribute towards Viksit Bharat. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temchen Imna Along, flags off 2 ambulances for PHC Mangalemba. National Testing Agency uploads center-wise results for medical entrance exam, NEET UG. And Nagaland Madrigal singers representing India wins 2 gold medals at the World Choir Games 2024 in New Zealand. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.